important. So I bought a vocabulary flashcard app for my phone. I write down all the new words and phrases I want to remember in French and in English, and then, when I get a quiet moment, I test myself. It really helps me remember new vocabulary. So that's my tip. Get a vocabulary learning app for your phone.
5.
I think one of the biggest problems when you're learning something new is motivation, something to make you continue and not give up. So my tip is to book yourself a vacation in an English-speaking country or a country where people speak very good English, like the Caribbean, as a little reward for yourself, and so you can actually practice your English. It's really motivating when you go somewhere and find that people understand you and you can communicate. Last year, I went to the Bahamas for a weekend, and I had a great time and I spoke a lot of English.
6.
If you love music, which I do, my tip is to listen to as many songs as possible in English, and then learn to sing them. It's so easy nowadays with YouTube. First, I download the lyrics and try to understand them. Then I sing along with the singer and try to copy the way he or she sings. This is fantastic for your pronunciation. Then, once I can do it well, I go back to YouTube and get a karaoke version of the song. And then I sing it. It's fun, and your English will really improve as a result.
2.40
1.
One very easy thing you can do is just change the language to English on all the gadgets you have. For example, on your phone, or laptop, or tablet. That way you're reading English every day, and without really noticing, you just learn a whole lot of vocabulary. For example, the things you see on your screen, like, "Are you sure you want to shut down now?" Things like that.
2.
My tip is to do things that you like doing, but in English. So, for example, if you like reading, then read in English. If you like movies, watch them in English with subtitles. If you like computer games, play them in English. But don't do things you don't enjoy in your language. I mean, if you don't like reading in your language, you'll enjoy it even less in English, and so you probably won't learn anything.
3.
What really helped me to improve my English was having an American boyfriend. He didn't speak any Japanese. Well, not many foreigners do. So we spoke English all the time, and my English improved really quickly. We broke up when he went back to the U.S., but by then I could speak pretty fluently. We didn't exactly end up as friends, but I'll always be grateful to him for the English I learned. So my tip is, try to find an English-speaking boyfriend or girlfriend.
4.
I've always thought that learning vocabulary is very important.